you'll see. I know my love for you's complete, but there's another waiting down the street. You gotta hurry if you want my love, baby. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart, cause I won't wait or hesitate and let my love grow cold. I won't wait around for you till I'm gray and old. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart. That you once knew, they make goo-goo eyes at you, but that won't do. You better make them shoo. Hurry if you want my love, baby. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart, cause I won't wait or hesitate and let my love grow cold. I won't wait around for you till I'm gray and old. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Snatch it and grab it if you want it. Speaking of my heart.
Alrighty, there we go. We're back at it again. Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And this is the Deep Archive. That is correct. Playing shows from way, 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 way back when, 13 years ago. 13 years ago to be exact. And saying that this is from, let's see, April the 3rd. Of 2009 is when the show originally aired. So let's just jump right back into it. Once again, if you're hearing PSAs and promos and things to do and things, remember they're 13 years old and they mean nothing now. All right?
This is Melvin Kosnowski, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWV, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LV10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Yeah, they used Rock and roll has got to go. And go it does at KWK. We're all through playing rock and roll records. This week is record-breaking week here at KWK. And after this week, no more rock and roll will be played on the air. This will give us the ability to program to the largest mass audience. Teenagers, adults, all will enjoy the new sound.
Thank you. just like a bee buzzing in a jar. Frayed and ragged, spent and strained, watching that water spin down the drain. You're twisted, that's what you are. Just like a bee buzzing in a jar.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. It's true that I'll have the last laugh on you, because instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
I'm outwardly calm, apparently normal, quick to smile and slow to peek. But I have a little quirk, a pattern, so to speak. I rarely, if ever, hold a job. I never finish my work. I'm an affable kind of a slob, a highly disorganized, placid sort of a jerk. I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I have talents that I never use. I try to win, but I love to lose, because I've got the will to fail. It such a thrill to fail, a thrill to fail. I've a backward kind of basic need. I get my kicks when I don't succeed, because I've got the wit to fail. I seem to make an effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct, because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, but slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, a tiger called the will to fail. An effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct, because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, while slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, tiger called the will to fail.
Now a whole lot of you cats are too choosy about the chicks that you meet. Now it could be their hair, or sometimes it's the size of their feet. But that ain't nothing to the treasures that these chicks hold, when with just a little bit of kindness, you might transfer this into some gold. Now, if you know a woman that looks just like a bear, and she ain't got no kind of shape and very little hair, and she ain't no good to nobody and can't even count to three, that's the woman I want, 'cause she is just right for me. And if you know a woman that happens to be the skinniest in town, and when a July wind comes by, you got to anchor this babe down, and she can't gain no kind of weight and is a pity to see, well, my man, hand me her phone number, 'cause she is just right for me. And if you know of a chick that loves to fight, that's known to cut a stud up that don't treat her right, and whenever you can whoop two and she can always whoop three, well, that's the woman I want, 'cause she is just right for me. Now, I've majored in women, and I'm used to all kind of types. I've had the pure and the used, and Jim, I'm down with all kind of hypes. But there's one thing I found, it sure is some bees love some honey, is keep you one of them ugly girls, Jim, and you'll always have you some money.
That sure is right.
'Cause I don't buy no mink for nobody, long as Skunk is in the street, and even all that old costume jewelry helps a woman to cheat. Now, I got me a couple of them old bears, but my wardrobe you ought to see. And my bank account is in five figures, so how straight do a cat really want to be? 'Cause though I'm a little embarrassed when I walk down the street, 'cause with a bear on my arm, I don't know who I just might meet. But I really ain't worried, 'cause my wallet is intact. And right round the corner, I got me a whole block full of Cadillac. So you cats take all the glamour, and y'all flow show all the time. Just give me one good bear, and I'll always have mine. Ooh, excuse me, all you women, 'cause I really don't want y'all to feel outdone. As the old saying go, without no fools, there really ain't never no fun. So as I close, I want you all to understand that it's perfectly all right to use this philosophy on any ugly man.
Honey, you're so sweet. Your love knocked me off the mark. Honey, you're so dark, don't fire. I'm so glad you're mine. Honey, baby,
Is the best place to be. He sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm here. Don't worry. I was just curled up under the table and was taking a nap while I was listening to the fantastic show that is going by magic over the airwaves. Live from Economy Village, your old buddy Zombo here, playing groovy cool music that I enjoy. And if you're along for the ride, well, good for you. If you don't know what, if you're just kind of half listening or whatever and don't even die, it's good for you. This is Pierre Velosi. This guy's got to change his name, man. It's Verolos, you see? Whatever, some guy. And his new record, a French name. Groovy. But you'll never know. You'll never buy it. You'll go into the record store and go, you got that one thing a Zombo play, the one boop boop, doo doo doo, boo doo doo doo. And the guy will go, yeah, I got it right here behind the counter. Here, you'll all see him. Whatever. We're Justine by Don and Dewey. Dark Stella by the Cult of the Psychic Fetus. What's inside the Goyle? The Cramps. Featuring Dead Lux Interior. Darn the Lock. Lux Interior dies. Don Henley still walks the earth. You tell me Satan isn't in charge, baby. Whatever. It don't matter to me. I'm along for the ride, too. All right. Jukebox Rock. Benny Joy. Dave Baby Cortez. Honey Baby. She's just right for me. What a tune. Babs Gonzalez. What else? Oh, we heard The Will to Fail by Katie Lee. Actually, She's Just Right for Me was Babs Gonzalez. Twisted. Lambert Hendricks and Ross. Stan Ridgway. Twisted Nerve, Bernard Herrmann. I like that. And we heard, man, I played a lot of music. I must have blacked out. Harlem Nocturne was by the Viscounts. Not Like Now, Freddie Robinson. Freight Train, Chase McDavitt. Go to the skiffle music, a Freight Train. Snatch It and Grab It, Freddie Hart. The Atlantics gave us The Girl Can't Help It. Carmen Miranda. I cannot believe I put it in the database. Carmen Miranda's never been played on this radio station before. That was ay. John Otway did the version of I Am the Walrus. I Am All Caught Up. Now I want to tell you, let's lose this. What do you say? What do you say? We'll play this. This is Ursula 1000. New album. Not even worth stealing. But this is his new record called Mystics. Yeah. I don't know how much more that's going to happen. All right. More than 100. This is more depressing stuff. It's not bad enough I got to play this crummy music. I got to tell you, depressing things on top of the crummy music. Isn't that great? Why even bother listening? You know why? Because, you know, this ain't the show, the station isn't that good, but it's better than anything else. And that's a sad statement. That is a sad statement, you know, that you will tolerate mediocrity because everything else is so horrible. That's sickening, isn't it? Oh, well. Now that you're depressed, let's talk about breast cancer. Yeah, buddy. Boy, there's a real conversation stopper right there. Breast cancer is frightening. Yeah, that's such an odd term. It's frightening. You know, oh no, it's breast cancer. Run. Eek. The faces of breast cancer. That's depressing. And but deaths from the disease are actually declining because of earlier detection through screening. That's right. I am now a breast cancer screener. Whatever. If you are a woman any age at high risk of a breast cancer, you know, you got breast, man. You got a high risk. You just talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. Hey, doctor, what do you think of these? See. Yow. Yow. Chinese, Japanese. Look at these. All right. What do we got here? Okay, yeah. You talk to your doctor about Fungalore and how and when. If you're just listening to the show for the first time and it doesn't make sense, don't worry. It doesn't make any sense to me either. I wouldn't listen to this garbage. I'd be sleeping. This is a good day for sleeping, man. I don't know about you. I'd be taking a serious nap today. If I wasn't forced to do this for community service, oh, brother, I'd be scoring some Z's. All right, let's see what we got here. We're going to talk about... Oh, man, I wish Lee was here. Mammography. Is that right? Mammography? I got it right? All right. Well, you should go talk to your doctor about when you should go receive your mammogram. Is that a mammogram? Mammogram? Is that like, you know, like a candy gram? That would be cool. Mammogram. Cool. Tell your mothers. Tell your sisters. Tell your wives. Tell your daughters. Tell every chick to schedule their annual mammograms today. For easy to understand information, I wish it was easy to understand. It's not easy for me to pronounce. And for screening and breast cancer, visit radiology.org. That's radiology.org. Breast cancer, it's frightening. Go get yourself checked. And you know, more than 100,000 foster kids are seeking permanent homes. Poof. Yeah, that's right. People with a strong desire to love and care for children. Be the first time parents. For people who actually have children or have room in their hearts and homes, you don't need a certain income level to own a home. No, you don't. You don't need a certain income level to own a home. Where are they living in? Fantasyland? Oh, wait a minute. You don't need a certain income level or to own a home. I was going to say, that's a crazy PSA. That's the faces of foster children, right? Yeah. Oh, man, if you're a foster kid and you got breast cancer, holy moly, you tuned in at the right time. The best candidates are real people, real lives full of ups and downs. If you like to explore the adoption, you visit the Dave Thomas Foundation. Dave Thomas, he was kind of a jerk. That's the Wendy's guy. I heard he was a real jerk. But obviously, you know, now that he died, he's trying to make amends. So there you go. Never too late to make amends. Call 1-800-DFTA or visit the DaveThomasFoundation.org about the Beginner's Guide for Adoption. All right, want to hear about the radio show? You want to hear? Okay. Globalization is here. Listen to Sound Smorgasbord, the latest, greatest international hits with Kimmy. Sundays, 9 to 11 p.m. only on WRCT. You guys all right? You hanging in there? You are, aren't you? That's sad. That's a sad state of affairs that you're still hanging in there. Hey, don't forget, Zombo Gallery tonight. Tim Kerr. The Zombo Gallery proudly presents the artwork of music legend Tim Kerr. Closing reception. The opening reception is tonight at 6 p.m. It'll be live music, incredible art. It's free. It's at the Zombo Gallery. This guy's artwork is way cool. That's right. You come to this show, you'll be so excited you'll want to dress me up in hot pants and parade me around the town on your shoulders. It's that kind of thing. All right. Hey, you know what? How about a little Jiminy Cricket? How about a little Cliff Edwards? That's the Jiminy Cricket guy. Real alcoholic, real mess. But, you know, the ukulele guy? But, you know, he's like his bum, he's down and out, his career's over. And they go, hey, why don't you be Jiminy Cricket? You ever see what this guy looks like? He looks like Jiminy Cricket. He's got that crazy alien angular face. Man, Cliff Edwards was one spooky-looking boy. All right, here we go. Ain't we got fun, Zombo? Well, you know where I'm at? I am in your brain.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, but oh, honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a bus. But smiles are made, dear, for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bumming, getting much bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get children. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Yeah. Every morning, every evening, don't we have fun? Twins and cares, dear, come in pairs, dear, but don't we have fun? We've only started as Mama and Pop. Are we downhearted? I say we're not. The landlord's mad, getting much madder, but ain't we got fun? Times are bad, getting much badder, still we have fun. There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get laid off. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Really, really, ain't we got fun? Well, as we always say about Hollywood, they may be wrong, but they're not far from it. Buddy Rogers and I were lunching together at the 20th Century Commissary one day, and we couldn't help overhearing an important executive snapping orders at the next table. He was trying to cast the very important role of Johnny Nolan in the picture called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. They'd already tested 6 or 8 well-known actors, but this executive kept complaining that none of them was quite right. We need somebody like Jimmy Dunn, he kept saying. Well, I finally cleared my throat and said, well, why don't you test Jimmy Dunn? Well, to make up a brand new phrase, the rest is history. Buddy and I both knew that backing Jimmy Dunn is like backing the U.S. Marines. We knew he was a sure winner because we had made a picture with him called Take a Chance.
You came a long way from St. Louis. You climb a ladder of success. I've seen your town and country cars. From St. Louis and broke a lot of hearts between. I've seen a lot of gloomy guys who had you been all right till you came on the scene. You came here from the Middle West, certainly impressed the population hereabouts. But baby, I got news for you, from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. Got them dropping by the wayside. Well, feeling I don't want to know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. From the Middle West, certainly impressed the population hereabouts. But baby, I got news for you, from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I don't want to know. You came a long way from St. Louis.
The 16th was the King of France in 1789. He was worse than Louis the 15th. He was worse than Louis the 14th. He was worse than Louis the 13th. He was the worst since Louis the 1st. King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution. And, of course, you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. You made the population cry. 'Cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling around at the Folies Bergères. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing, but you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way, old King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. To you, King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France. But then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have no place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
Thank you.
A little Morrissey for you, the Smiths. And just happens to know that I have the same exact birthday as Morrissey. There you go. Little note there for you. All right, you know, every now and then I play with people ask what. Very, very, very rarely. But I'll give it a shot. You never know. Let's see if this is any good. Somebody said this is totally kicking, and I should play this. It's called, it's the LCD sound system. I spent 30 minutes looking for the CD. And it better get better very quickly.
It's not bad. Is all I know. It's the disco infiltrator for show.
Nah, sorry.
It's all I see.
I don't know, man.
Still you want it.
Ah! It's growing on me. Like a fungus.
What you believe?
You know what I need?
Or the disco infiltrator.
No, 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 no. At least I know I'll make three people happy. The Wiener Dog Polka. So much for that disco infiltrator. You did go with the Smiths, and I got the Thomas Dolby, but nah, he's shaking bacon.
Did you hear that? Hey, boys and girls, do you know what that sound is? That's my wiener dog. He wants to come out of...
You know, that means it's noon o'clock, and...
WRCT is the best place to be. He sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
Now, come on, you don't think I'd cut the song there, do you? Yeah, I did. All right, let's play the Wiener Dog Polka.
That's
wouldn't
right,
be a Zombo show without the Wiener Dog Polka. That is sad. How about some Disco Infiltrator? Yeah. Yeah, it's infiltrating the Wiener Dog Polka.
Indeed.
All right, we're going to give this again another shot.
Yeah, another shot. This is actually another shot. This is Zombo in Your Brain right here on WRCT in Pittsburgh, and it's the Deep Archive. That's right. This show originally aired in April the 3rd, 2009, 13 years ago. And just enjoying this rebroadcast. And let's get into the final hour. The show was originally 5 hours long in 2009. And obviously editing it down for the Deep Archive, which is every Thursday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here, what you're listening to, the Real Old Deep Archives and the Real Zombo Show, live in your brain, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's dig back into the Zombo Deep Archive.
This cat said this song was going to get better. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You can't believe
what
you believe. How the disco infiltrate the real belief.
I mean, not bad. Uh-oh, what's this? It's been infiltrated by Pat Boone. Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, Pat Boone in the Metal Mood. His Metal record.
Living as fools. Maybe.
This shows what an insincere hoe Pat Boone really is. Crazy. Him doing a heavy metal record. See? Give me the money. Oh, brother. I guess it does. Crazy Train's a terrible song to begin with. I don't know. I kind of like it. Now give me this Pat Boone. Yeah. That's Pat Boone. That's what I'm talking about.
It was
about.
A moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly,
he's being infiltrated.
I heard a plaintive cry.
It's noon o'clock. Zombo in your brain. WRCT.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales. Away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that bluesy name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt. I smell some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Sonnenschein, du bist wunderschön. Baby Sonnenschein.
All right, we interrupt Pat Boone singing in German. You know, I have got text messages on this band, LCD Sound System. People calling, They say, play this song, North American Scum. And it actually got a really good review from the WRCT people, so this should be good. All right, so far we got that electronic thing. Yeah, all right.